Medicare watchdog warns of $12 billion in excess payments. Medicare Advantage is leading the U.S. government to spend billions more on seniors' medical care than it should and needs a significant makeover, a nonpartisan watchdog said in a report to lawmakers. The program collected $12 billion in excess payments in 2020 over what the U.S. would have paid to cover people who use the private plans under standard Medicare, according to a report by the Medicare Payment Advisory Commission, or MedPAC, released Tuesday. Medicare has offered some private sector versions since the 1980s, and the current program, called Medicare Advantage, is nearly two decades old. It allows insurers to sell plans that provide Medicare benefits along with add-ons like dental or vision coverage. That can eliminate the need for consumers to purchase supplemental insurance that picks up costs not covered by Medicare itself. However, MedPAC said swelling costs could threaten the sustainability of Medicare and a major overhaul of the popular program is urgently needed. The program paid Medicare Advantage plans $350 billion last year, MedPAC said. Enrollment in Medicare Advantage plans has doubled over the past decade to cover nearly half of Medicare's 64 million beneficiaries, fetching billions for large insurers including United Health Group Incorporated, Humana Incorporated and CVS Health Corporation's Aetna unit that have bet heavily on the business. It has also given rise to an ecosystem of smaller companies eager to cash in, such as tech-focused insurers like Clover Health Investments Corporation and Alignment Healthcare Incorporated, and clinics that cater to seniors on the plans, including Oak Street Health Incorporated and Cano Health Incorporated. Many of those companies have seen their share suffer recently due in part to concerns that it will be more difficult to make profits from the business than investors had once expected. Appropriate pressure. MedPAC, established in the 1990s to advise lawmakers on Medicare policy, has long warned about excess Medicare Advantage payments. Private plans are on pace to cover half of all Medicare beneficiaries next year, according to the latest report, and MedPAC said they should be pushed to pare costs. Medicare Advantage plans need to face appropriate financial pressure in line with providers in the traditional fee-for-service Medicare program, the group said. According to the report, excess payments are driven by plans getting paid more money by the government for taking care of sicker members. Each month, Medicare Advantage plans receive U.S. funds based on the health of their enrollees. For years, MedPAC and other authorities have claimed that insurers manipulate the system to pump up their revenue. These policy flaws diminish the integrity of the program and generate waste from beneficiary premiums and taxpayer funds, MedPAC wrote. The commission said it supports having private plans as an option for Medicare members, but said they have never saved Medicare money. Industry backlash. Trade groups such as America's Health Insurance Plans and the Better Medicare Alliance have disputed MedPAC's criticism in the past. They say that the program provides better care than traditional Medicare. Insurers say Medicare Advantage can eliminate the need to buy additional coverage to paper over gaps in the traditional program, and provide other important benefits like meal delivery or transportation. The plans can also cap out-of-pocket costs, which can be unlimited in Medicare without extra coverage. Payments to Medicare Advantage plans for extra benefits have increased by 53% since 2019, MedPAC said, yet we have no data about their use nor information about their value. The commission acknowledged that Medicare Advantage plans can deliver lower-cost care. Yet the savings don't accrue to taxpayers or others in the program, the commission wrote. These efficiencies are shared exclusively by the companies sponsoring MA plans and MA enrollees, in the form of extra benefits, the report said.